B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Let's go ahead and get it off our chest early. Okay, the past 45 days, how many rain days have we had?
31.
31 of 45. Okay,
this is
just so
stupid.
You'll know.
It's just, I'm getting to the point where it's affecting my mood. Like, it
Shut
is.
Shut up.
I'm getting like slightly sad. Like, it's just like, I feel like
it's Eeyore. Depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But think about how great you're going to feel as soon as the sun comes out.
I can't go there.
Thanks, Annie.
Yeah. Yes.
You've got a convertible, beautiful, I mean.
I know that I've used once.
That's
so I just, yeah.
Have you had the top down this year?
Twice.
Okay.
But yeah, sad. I'm just like, I'm trying to think of like Hank. I'm trying to think about the positives of this. Like, it's going to be beautiful once the sun comes out because it's going to be green and lush and all that stuff.
It's going to be so tough to keep up with cutting the grass. Even the farmers are saying it's raining too much.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know, but the Bruins play well in the rain.
Oh. Speaking of that. Wow. A little nervous last night, but boy, they came through and did it again.
What an amazing segue that was.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he had the music right there.
I know.
First period.
Ready to go, man.
Yeah, one more win. We go to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2013.
Well, can you believe it? Can you believe it? Okay, and it's now the Red Sox, despite the fact they won last night, it was a bittersweet experience because Sale pitched well. He had 17 strikeouts last night.
Yeah, they lost. They lost 5-4 and 11.
5-4, yeah, okay. So, you know, take the good with the bad. Coming up this morning on the Lorna Wadi Morning Show, what are you going to cover in Dirty Laundry?
Pat Sajak and Vanna White have been working together for 36 years. How many arguments do you think they had?
I'm guessing none. What are you going to argue about? Hey, Vanna, the way you turned that E. I mean,
No, they've had. They've,
really?
They have, yeah.
Would they argue over sometimes why?
Will you? Are you going
but
you'll
I see
reveal
what
this?
They could. Yes, I'm going to reveal that at 7:45's Dirty Laundry.
Okay. Hey, so how you doing in your binge watching right now?
Oh, God.
Well, you know, it's funny. My wife was out of town, so I had the house to myself yesterday. Mm-hmm. I am in the current season of Game of Thrones. I'm about 2 episodes behind right now. And I really just started this series, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm pretty proud of myself.
You are so great.
And I haven't paid my mortgage. I haven't done anything, but I am almost caught up.
You're going to be ready for the grand finale.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be ready.
Grand finale. Okay.
I'll be ready.
Oh, that's impressive.
We're going to do grand finales today. What's the all-time number one grand finale watch on TV?
MASH or Cheers?
Cheers.
MASH.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Seinfeld.
Those are in the mix.
Okay.
There's one you will never get. Which we will reveal this morning.
Okay.
And, have you heard the sound effects guy? Okay, we'll share the sound effects guy with you
today. You love sound effects.
And, why are you crying Wednesday? We'll do that at 7:10 this morning. Crying in your car?
If you're crying,
give us a call.
Give us a call. 617-931-1057.
We'll try to make you feel better.
We want to know why you're crying. We'll try to make you feel better. Okay, all this coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wadi Morning Show. And, of course, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is coming up in just about 10 minutes.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Yes, it's time for a brand new feature of the program called Who's High at Work?
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
So, we were stunned initially when we read this report because they did a big study about...
you were stunned.
I was stunned. About people and their use of marijuana in the workplace.
Why are you asking all these questions, Lauren?
And according to the study, they say 16% of all people say that they have been high at work. Now, of those 16% who said they have been high at work, over a quarter of those people said, yeah, I'm high at work every day. So you break that down, and what that means is like 4 out of 100 or 1 out of every 25 people you work with is high every day at work. So we're thinking, okay, who's high every day at work where you work? No. Have you worked with people you're pretty sure are high every day?
Well, I when I worked at, I feel like when I worked at El Torito back in the 80s, early 90s, I feel like there were a couple of people who were definitely high at work.
Was it usually the access to the nachos? Is that what it was?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a great place to work if you're high. But yeah, I feel like there are some people who just, maybe, you know, they're not like falling all over themselves.
Yeah,
I think they're chill. Like, they just come to work,
mellow.
Chill.
Yeah.
Which isn't, I mean, no shame in that game, I guess. If you have, like, a situation where you have anxiety and you need to get high to deal with the world, because the world is not a nice place sometimes, go for it.
You don't want an anxious heart surgeon, though.
No,
you do. You're
probably
right about that.
With the exception of medical personnel. How's that?
Certain, you know, bus drivers, probably.
Bus drivers.
But like, if you have a job pilots. That's like doesn't really require
boring.
Heavy lifting yeah. and it's boring and people you work with stink, then choke up.
617-931-1057. Who's high at your job? 617-931-1057. Because we had a guy. I worked with this guy for a number of years.
Until Wally retired?
and it wasn't Wally, which is amazing. Thing. And I was pretty sure that he was high, absolutely, positively, every day. So I remember one time when our studios were back in the Prudential Center, and there was an accident in the studio, and all of the microphones were activated, and you couldn't turn them off. And so the people in the studio were yelling, you know, hey, we gotta fix these. And there was some swearing going on. So this guy walks into the studio and very calmly says in a very loud voice, hey, you guys, everybody can hear every blanking thing you're saying.
he was
really chill.
My buddy Joe just sent me a text. He goes, listen, kitchen staff in all restaurants, always
really?
High.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, they're usually a little high. That's a hard job. You got to calm down. So, might work. I don't know. I have no idea about getting high.
617-331-1057. Give us a call. Let us know who's high at work. In the meantime, let's find out all about...
So you might have somebody on one here.
Oh.
Hang on. Yeah, good morning. This is Lauren Wally Show. How you doing?
How's it going?
Good. What's up, John?
Not much. I'm just calling about the high at work segment.
Yeah.
I don't really do no driving enough at work, but I do sheetrock and that kind of work for a living.
Yeah.
Carrying a lot of heavy stuff and construction work, kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, where I don't do no driving, I like to show up to work high every day, and I always get more work done than every other sorry sucker at work because everybody's always complaining how they're hurting and sore, and I'm bouncing around, and I'm getting all my done faster than everybody else.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, those guys, we learned our lesson why we shouldn't talk to people who are high on the radio.
Well, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks so much.
Okay, have a great day.
Hopefully we got that one. I hit the button.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So Hank and LBF seem to have this little disagreement here on this whole thing. What's the deal here?
Well, Hank mentioned this morning that there's a new ice cream combination. Now, Hank loves ice cream. He's like a big ice cream buff.
Yeah.
So I take all of his opinions on ice cream seriously. But when he scoffed at this particular combination, I disagreed. Now, the new combination is there are some restaurants and companies that are mixing chicken fingers with ice cream. Vanilla ice cream and chicken nuggets.
Whoa.
Now, Hank was like, ew.
Yeah,
but I said... Yum.
Yum?
Because here's why. And I understand why you initially scoff at this, but have you ever had chicken and waffles?
Fried chicken and waffles?
Okay. At first glance, you're like, that's an odd combination, but it is amazing.
KFC's done,
fried
done
chicken
a whole campaign around that.
On top of a waffle.
Ice cream doesn't taste
syrup.
Like a waffle.
I don't know, but if I could put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top of that.
Exactly. So if you think about it that way.
Okay.
So if you think about it like, all right, take away the waffle, put on the ice cream. This place in Kansas City, Missouri.
Maybe you have it in a waffle cone.
Well,
instead of like the sweet and sour sauce, maybe you put on some hot fudge.
It might not be bad, really.
This particular place in Kansas City has, it's got a chicken nuggets with ice cream and then vanilla ice cream and a glaze of honey or caramel.
Okay.
So you see what I'm saying? Like if you just up the sweet factor,
maybe it's like
fun.
A sweet and sour.
You know,
kind of thing going
twisting my wild mind, I'm starting to see where that perhaps after a night of heavy drinking and smoking, that maybe that could be a possibility.
They also do it in Ireland. This one they make it's a chicken nugget ice cream, but they prepare it as a rolled ice cream, so it's a little like a wrap.
I do know that CB Scoops in West Medford, they used to make a hot fudge sundae with bacon in it.
That was delicious.
I, you know, you think, that's what I'm saying. Like, you think that like a bacon would be a weird thing.
Oh, you can't.
But like bacon on a donut?
Bacon makes everything better.
Oh, it's so good.
I can't think of anything that would not taste better with bacon on it. I mean, bacon's great on everything.
Yeah,
so, and like, you know, chicken and ice
cream
is like protein rich.
You know what I like to have on my bacon?
More bacon?
More bacon.
All right, let's go to Ireland.
Okay, let's do it.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
I know you were going nuts last night.
Go ahead, say it, Tuukka. Tuukka. He literally put the team on his back and saved the day. Bruins beat the Hurricanes 2-1 in Raleigh to take a 3-0 series lead. Rask made 35 saves, 20 in the first period alone. And it was Walpole's Chris Wagner who got the Bruins on the board. Brad Marchand had the game winner. Game 4 tomorrow night in Raleigh. WROR.com for all the Tuukka highlights. And speaking of highlights, Chris Sale struck out 17 batters in 7 innings. That's a major league record.
Wow.
But then the Red Sox lost to the Rockies 5-4 in 11 innings at Fenway. J.D. Martinez, Michael Chavis, and Rafael Devers all homered. Red Sox pitchers struck out 24 batters in 12 innings. Wow. Overall, tonight, Eduardo Rodriguez faces the Rockies. The New Orleans Pelicans, they own the first pick in the NBA draft after the lottery last night. Celtics now own the 14th overall pick. They got a lot of options coming
the
up.
The Knicks have got to really be upset.
Oh, did the Knicks, I think, they have the number 2 pick?
Number three pick. Yeah.
And a Florida man was arrested for playing basketball naked. He told the police playing in the nude enhanced his skill level.
I can't make the comments I want to make about that right now.
Hear that, Danny Ainge?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Sports brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So as we learned a week ago here on the extremely educational Lauren and Wally Morning Radio program, one of the number one places, actually the number one place for people to cry, and you know, have privacy, is in their car. The bathroom is, you know, a big thing, but the car is number one of all.
Which is weird to me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Because you are in a glass case of emotion. It's, in fact, the least private way to cry because you are surrounded by windows. Front, back, sides.
Especially if you're in traffic. People are rolling by.
Well, that's true.
You're also surrounded by strangers.
Yeah, my sister just texted me and said, oh, my God, I cry in my car all the time like no one can see. One time, someone got out of the car in front of me and gave me a tissue.
Get out.
Yeah, she must have been crying real hard that day.
Really? Oh. Okay, so why are you crying in your car? Hello? Why are you crying in your car?
All right, so here's why I'm crying on the car today.
What is it?
I'm traveling 45 miles to teach 35 people CPR. And you guys are advocating chicken fingers and ice cream.
We understand. Thank you for calling. We apologize.
You're keeping me in business. Thank you.
Okay, so why are you crying in your car?
Because my son is doing basic military training, and where he is right now, they're living in tents, and it's cold, and it's raining, and I'm, like, warm and comfortable, and it's just, the car is a good place to cry.
Oh,
okay. You probably didn't have a very good Mother's Day then.
Well, actually, that's when he was just leaving, was on the weekend. I was able to video chat with him on Mother's Day.
Okay, that's good.
But that's good.
Okay, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. But I know it must be really hard for you because you're only as happy as your least happy child.
Well, you sent him our best, and don't worry, he will be absolutely fine. Millions and millions and millions of people have done what he's doing.
Yes. Well, thank you for that.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Why are you crying in your car?
Because I'm I'm a Carolina Hurricanes fan, and the Bruins are too good.
Understandable. Thank you very much. Okay. I would like to say have a better day, but I'm still pulling for the Bruins.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Getting ready for your men from Maine, but first we do have this very important question for you, sir. Why are you crying in your car?
Are you kidding? Every time LBF talks about how happily married she is, all I do is break in his ears.
When have you ever heard her say that?
Yeah, no kidding.
So you don't cry that much.
Well, you just made my day.
Oh, good.
Okay, have a great day.
Call you later.
Getting better all the time. Here we go, everybody. It's time for your 720 Men from Maine. Brought to you by Whole Foods. Hey, shop this week's Prime Members deal at Whole Foods Market. Like a 2-pound package of strawberries for $3.99. From dinner salads to desserts, it's always strawberry time. Save through May 21st while supplies last, and find more deals in the Whole Food Market app. That's Whole Food for you. And here we go with your Men from Maine episode, everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus has just learned that his 87-year-old grandfather is going to marry a 21-year-old mail-order bride from New Hampshire. When we hear...
Wow, that's a pretty big age difference between you and her, Grandpa.
Oh, I ain't worried about it, Ephus.
But Ephus thinks to himself...
She's 21, Grandpa's 87. There ain't no way he's going to be able to keep her satisfied. I got an idea. Hey, Grandpa.
Yeah?
How about this? With all your added responsibility of married life, why don't you get a young farmhand?
Oh, that's a good idea, grandson.
6 months later, Ephus goes to visit Grandpa again, and we hear...
Well, Grandpa, how's married life treating you?
Oh, just fine, Ephus.
And how's your young wife?
Oh, as a matter of fact, she's pregnant.
Oh, and how about that young farmhand?
Well, she's pregnant, too.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
So I've been following this very closely, the life of Brian Bell. Because he vowed, what is it, a couple weeks ago you decided you were going to try to catch him Game of Thrones?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Basically, 2 weeks ago, I had never watched an episode, and everyone was all
Game of Thrones-y.
The last season. So I said, all right.
Okay.
Challenge accepted. I will watch the entire series before it ends.
So you've been ignoring all of your adult responsibilities over the past 2 weeks.
And, pretty much.
Yep.
Okay. How many episodes total do you think you've watched?
Well, I know how many because they're, let's see, the first six seasons were 10 episodes each, so there's 60. Oh-ho! And then seventh season was 6 episodes, and now I am 3 episodes into season 8, so there you go, 69 episodes.
And how long is each episode?
An hour.
This season 7, they were about an hour and a half. Every other season's been an hour.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so in the last
two... Do you fast forward through stuff?
No, you can't. And it's like, it's an HBO show, so it's solid.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay.
You know, it's a solid...
Because you can fast forward a lot through Real Housewives.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there's no dragons in Real Housewives.
That's right.
So
well,
yeah,
I don't know about that.
I'm just about caught up.
Okay.
I the series finale is Sunday.
It's Sunday night, right?
It's amazing too, because you know all the hardcore Game of Thrones people. That one of the biggest problems they had was having to wait like 2 years between season 7 and season 8.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, I only had to wait I had to wait as long as I could click to the next season. And there it was.
That's
no
amazing.
Waiting.
See? That's why sometimes it pays.
And everyone is very upset already about this season, and they're kind of getting down on the series finale already, too.
Because it is going to be the complete end of the series.
Yeah.
Okay, now...
Series finales are big.
And you know what? There's a lot of pressure for a series finale because they really want... You, as a watcher, you want them to wrap it up in a nice, tidy bow because I need to be able to move on from this part
next.
Of my life.
Right. Yes.
You
right.
know?
Okay.
Like,
have
lost
you heard much buzz
like
on how many people they think are going to be watching this? Because, you know, not...
Trillion people.
Yes.
I don't know. Probably
like
it's going to be a lot of people.
Billion?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know the all-time record for season finales? I think everybody's pretty much aware of that.
Yes, so it's MASH.
MASH,
yeah.
Yeah.
1983 MASH, 106 million people. And that still holds up today, the most people ever watch season finale. Okay, what do you think number two
And there were only like three channels then, too.
I know, that's true.
That's true.
That has something to do with it, I think.
Yeah, Cheers.
Cheers was, it was up there. Cheers was number two.
Friends?
Okay.
Cheers was number two?
Number two. Friends was up there. Friends was number five.
What about...
Sopranos?
No. Well, no. Sopranos or Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was number four.
So number three.
But nobody gets... Nobody ever gets number three.
I Love Lucy.
No.
Lost?
No. No. And it goes back to the 60s.
Oh, wow.
That's why nobody gets it.
Even fewer TVs.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
No. No, it was
Bonanza.
The Fugitive.
Oh,
the original TV, The Fugitive.
What's my favorite series finale? And I think it goes just absolutely. They did it perfectly. Was 6 Feet Under.
Yep.
It was the perfect finale. I mean, I was never more satisfied with the ending of a show in my entire life.
I think I, along with many other people, felt the Seinfeld was the most disappointing.
One of the most disappointing. Yeah, right. Veep. The series finale
just wrapped up. Right? Yeah,
Veep was just this past Sunday. It was excellent.
Fantastic.
And they, you know, it's always you have to come up with that clever way to do like the retrospective kind of thing, and they did a good job with that. It was interesting.
Remember
there were a lot of hidden things in there too.
And The Sopranos was weird because it left you hanging. In
I know. Is he alive? Is he is he dead? Blah blah blah. That was very disappointing.
And then he goes and dies on it, so he can't do anything later.
Well, okay.
That's
wow,
I'm a victim.
Let him rest in peace, Lauren. It's not his fault.
His son's in a new thing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, his son. And his son looks just like him, by the way.
Imagine that.
Go fix.
You can take death even lower.
Yeah, I know. He's got a gift.
Yeah.
Look.
Dark soul.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Let's begin.
Okay, we've got Wheel of Fortune fights. Kelly Ripa, I agree with.
Huh?
Random day.
Huh.
But first, I want to talk about Tim Conway. By the way, Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Subway. I love Subway. Anyway, hungry. I'm so hungry today.
I know.
Tim Conway died. He was 85. He was a very funny man. He was on the Carol Burnett Show in the 70s. He also voiced Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants. He actually starred in McHale's Navy. Now we're really going way back
that goes
from
back
1962 to 1966. That was his first big break. He was working on a show in Cleveland, writing and directing and doing skits and stuff like that. And remember Rosie Marie? Was she on?
Rosemarie.
She was on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
All right. So she was in town and she saw his work and she really was impressed by it. And then introduced Tim Conway to Steve Allen, who had him
fly out. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, so that's how it happened.
I saw Tim Conway and Harvey Korman about 10 years ago at the Wang Center.
Must have been 11 because Harvey's been dead.
All right, maybe 12. And, you know, my wife was a huge Carol Burnett fan. I thought they'd be way over the hill and past their prime. Their timing was spectacular.
They were great together.
He was really... What the great part about Tim Conway was that he made everybody break character because he was so funny. And there's a one particular skit, we'll put it up on WROR.com, called The Dentist. And it's
one of the
Tim
funniest
Conway
I
and
ever
Harvard
saw
Corman,
in my
and
life,
it's just one of the physicality of it and the facial expressions of Tim Conway. He just, somebody called him like a leading, non-leading man because he usually just kind of stole the show from whoever was the leading person.
And Harvey Korman could not keep it together.
No, and neither could Carol Burnett around him. It's great stuff. He was also in the Apple Dumpling Gang, those movies. And anyway, Carol Burnett's really upset. She said, "I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on screen and off. He'll be in my heart forever." He had 6 kids with his first wife.
No kidding.
And then he got a divorce. And then he got remarried in 1984, and he survived by that wife. So anyway, that's sad. Vanna White, Pat Sajak.
No.
They're constantly at each other's throats.
What?
They hate each other.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. In the 36 years they've been together, this is better than any marriage, friendship, or whatever. They have had how many fights? One.
One fight.
No
one
kidding.
Argument.
What did they, what did they fight over?
It's really controversial, actually.
Really?
I mean, it splits people down the middle. It's like really...
A political
like
thing?
It's
or?
Very... Yeah, like it's one of those things where you just... Kind of like a deal breaker for a lot of people. She likes her hot dogs with ketchup and mustard, and he prefers ketchup only, and she thinks that's weird.
Really?
I agree with her.
I agree with her, but I don't think you should...
I like ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup and mustard?
No. Oh, yeah. No. And relish and onions and sauerkraut. I hardly even want the hot dog. I just want the bread with all the condiments.
Don't you remember, don't drown your food?
Yeah. Stop putting ketchup on your hot dog when you're 11, okay?
Okay, well then I guess I'm 11. Okay. How's my skin look?
No wonder Dave wants to kiss you.
Horrible for 11.
I don't even know why. I mean, I do it to myself.
Did he say
I do it to myself. I feel like it's like self-flagellating. Oh, my gosh. Kelly Ripa. It's very rare I have something in common with Kelly Ripa. Because I like Kelly Ripa, but I just want to get straight up. I'm totally jealous of her. She's got a great job.
She needs to eat something.
Nope. She's in great shape. She's really... Like, she's happy. Her husband is, like, amazing. She gets,
they can't be that happy.
Oh, he's that happy. And they get nice kids. Anyway, but she hates The Bachelorette. And I I am so down with
I'm
that.
I'm on board.
And she shares the network with them, and she doesn't. She's like, I don't care. She said The Bachelorette was going to come on, Kelly, and what the heck is his name, Ryan Seacrest? oh, God, that one. And she says, you know, you guys know how I feel about the show. It disgusts me. That's, you know, basically it. She said, I couldn't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary fella, in my opinion. We are too special to be arguing over a guy. It's gross, gross, gross. 100% agree. I mean, I was watching The Bachelorette.
Of course you did. You made your decision after watching, what, 5 seasons of The Bachelorette.
And The Bachelorette, I mean, it's so, it sends us back 100 years.
Okay.
It is like watching, like, a historical show. It's so, it's crazy. But anyway, agree with Kelly Ripa. Mark this day down.
Here's your rose. Now get out of here.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here at WROR. And I'm thinking that excitement is really, really, really about to break out here. And the reason I say that, because our player is standing by. His name is Sam Carroll. Sam is a social worker from Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Cool.
And according to our information, over the past 2 days, Sam has only missed one question as he has played along.
Right up front. Okay, so that means good.
We may have the James Holzhauer of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds on the line with us this morning. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
How are you guys?
Good, thanks. So that means you have 19 out of 20 over the past 2 days. So your job is
I hope that doesn't mean 19 out of 30 after today.
That's true. All you got to do, though, is get 10 out of 10 today, and you're going to win $1,000 from Century Bank. So you understand the game. You know how it's played, right?
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Go. What is the first month of the year?
January.
Which bird is the universal symbol of peace?
The dove.
Name the largest planet in our solar system.
Neptune.
True or false, Atari means success?
True.
Name the largest lake in the United States.
Pass.
Botany is the study of what?
Plants.
Who played Michael Knight in Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
Cerulean is what color?
Blue.
A group of lions is known as what?
Pride.
What liqueur was Vincent van Gogh said to be heavily drinking the night he cut off his ear?
Absence.
Name the largest lake in the United States.
Lake Superior.
Okay, you got through them all.
You have completed all 10 questions.
Oh, okay. You got one wrong. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Man. Okay, tell him the bad news. Tell him the one he missed.
The largest planet in our solar system is Jupiter.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Now you know, right?
As soon as you said it out, Neptune, I was like...
As soon as I said it, yep.
But you know what? You did a really good job. You can walk away with your
matter
head
of fact. You got 19.
High.
You got 29 out of 30 over the past 3 days. If that's any consolation.
Oh God, I'm heartbroken for you. But we never let.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Jupiter gave Bob Kraft trouble too.
Oh, you had to make it gross.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And he made it gross.
Okay, that's a Florida joke.
Oh. Hank.
Okay, listen. We got a 100. We have a consolation prize for you. It's a $100 gift certificate from Elizabeth Grady Salons. For more information on products, services, and services, go to ElizabethGrady.com. Well, Sam, you did a great job. I wish you had made it all the way through, but thanks a million for playing the game, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
Have a good one. You did a great job.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we play this game every day right here at WRR, you have a chance to play the game.
This is hard on me.
Really?
I feel like I need like a mental health day. I'm trying to give away this money, and people come so close, and then I feel so bad, I have to go lie down.
He did a great job. Yeah. Okay, but you can do this, somebody. Somebody out there, you got to register to play. Go online, WRR.com.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Yes, it's a nice day for about anything. Getting better all the time, as a matter of fact. Temperature's up to 48 degrees now. We're seeing actual sunshine today, along with those white puffy clouds are moving around. So, you know, a better day. Now, you had a tough day the other day. What happened to you anyway?
I went to go buy some Irish bread for my mother for Mother's Day because she likes Irish bread.
Yes.
And so somebody suggested I go to this bakery in Boston. And I was like, all right, I heard great things about that place. It's awesome.
Authentic Irish bakery.
Yep.
Right? Yep.
And so I go, I parallel park successfully, which was like just made my day. Then I go in, and it's tricky how this particular place is set up because there are three doors.
Yeah.
All right. There's a back door.
Behind door number one.
Yes.
Bread.
And there are two front doors. And when you go in the two front doors, there's two cash registers. So it kind of seems like there might be two lines.
Two lines, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh.
And I was just standing there, and there were like people kind of like not in line really, but they were all locals, it seemed, because
like
it was
the regulars.
Like, the regulars. Yeah, okay. Like, hey, Jack, how you doing? How's the family? Blah, 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 blah.
Quite a few people.
And I'm like just standing there, and everybody knows the drill. Yeah. Everybody knows the drill, but no
except
one.
You.
Except me. But no one, not one single person behind the counter or in front of the counter said to me, like, oh, the line starts over there. I stood there, no joke, for like 5 full minutes, a long time to stand.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Until I realized that, like, oh, they were. The thing is, it's like I was just standing there, and they, like, the girls behind the counter, like, the. I was so nervous because, like, they're Boston Irish girls, and I'm like, they're a little tough, and I feel like they might yell at me if, like, I mean,
are they
even
not
though
even,
I'm
like, no eye contact?
No
or
eye
anything?
Contact.
No, yeah,
I mean, I'm from here. I'm Irish. I have rosacea too. It's all good. I thought we were like the same. Like we're together. We're friends.
Maybe they're just so busy.
No, they weren't that busy. They weren't that busy. They were completely ignoring me, and it was humiliating. And so finally, when a guy walked in at one of the three doors, and then they waited on him, I was like, okay.
I got next.
I'm going to go behind this guy, and maybe they'll pay attention to me. Which happened. But not one person said, oh, you know, the line's over here, just well, so you know.
You know how it is when the place is congregated with locals and all that? You get that funny feeling when you walk in. I went to this place, an Irish pub, Friday night, as a matter of fact. I'd never been there before. Walk in, and everybody turns around and looks at you like, oh, there's a stranger in town.
I felt like a stranger in a strange land, even though I was in a bakery, and that is not a strange land to me, let me tell you.
And that's a good one. I went St. Patrick's Day. What soda bread was awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I just didn't know what to do. It literally took me, I don't know, like a good half hour to recover because I felt,
Did you get your bread?
I did. I got my bread.
Very
it was delicious. I also got some
Nazi-ish.
Hermit. Yeah. They were nice.
I didn't get any bread. Just forget it. Let it go. Excuse me. I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2? But everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3.
What?
No soup for you.
Oh.
80s and more.
1057
WROR.
Like
the Lauren and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
So this is actually a pretty dramatic day coming up because today Brian Bell is going to step directly into the teeth of the monster. He's going to try to get his driver's license renewed.
Yeah, you know, it's become like Hank was just last week trying to get, you know, the license renewed, and now you have the real ID thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get the real ID.
Yep, you want to get that out of the way. Once and for all.
I can renew. I'm like, I could just renew my license online. But I'm like, nope, I'm going to do the whole thing. I'm going to get the real ID. So I've been online for like the last 2 weeks trying to figure out all the documents I need.
Now, remember, you can't even fly without the real ID domestically in 2020.
Right. So I'm like, I may as well get that. So the one thing I needed to get, I could not find my birth certificate anywhere. Mother's Day, I was up at my mom's. Nope, can't find it.
No record of your birth.
There's no record. Well, it's just, yeah. So I went yesterday and got my birth certificate, which I feel like should be more difficult. Now that you need, like, this is like the big document that you need this ID. I mean, I walked into the town hall where, you know, the town I was born. Luckily, it's close-ish.
Yes.
And they don't ask you anything. They don't ask you for any ID. Like, I need a birth certificate. Give the birthday. Give the name. Give them $10. Here you go.
No kidding.
They want your money.
It seems easy.
It's very easy.
Tip
it was
to
very
terrorists.
Quick. They were great. So, yeah, maybe we shouldn't tell people how easy
it is. Yeah, really.
Anyway, so I have all the stuff. So then I went online. I did the pre-register thing, right? So I went online
to the RMV, right?
I went through. I log in. I did all my stuff. My account isn't flagged like other people's were flagged.
And my license was a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You had to pay off a lot of stuff.
I did.
So I'm like, all right. Basically, I was using you as my cautionary tale, Hank.
Right.
I wanted to make sure.
many people like you.
Yeah.
That, you know, everything was going to be all right. Because you got your license renewed, but you didn't get to go for the full real ID.
No, because you need your Social Security card. I didn't have mine. I went to get it, but they say, oh, no, we mail it to you, unlike in the past when they're just printed out.
Hey, listen, if you've got any tips for us to help out, you know, pitfalls we don't give us.
I have my Social Security card, and it's like, you know the one that you, like, sign when you're 12?
Yes.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
my ridiculous 12-year-old signature on it. Like, so I have that. So now I've gone through. I did the document online. I signed that. So now I have everything I need, I think. Not to jinx it. I also grabbed an extra pile of documents, like W-2s and bill and cable bill. Like, I have just a stack of stuff.
Proving things is exhausting.
Yeah, so
do you know,
I'm like,
do you know your blood type?
No, I don't know my blood type.
All right,
so I asked my doctor. He wouldn't tell me. So I think I'm ready, and I'm going to go to AAA today and try to do it at the AAA instead of going to the registry.
If there's any cautionary tales we have for Brian... Well, here, hang on, man. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
See.
Have you got a cautionary tale for us?
Yeah, I do about the passport and the Social Security card and stuff.
Yeah.
Just tell them a passport takes care of the birth certificate.
Yeah, my passport's expired, so.
Oh, you're out of
thanks
luck
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the Social Security number? You can use a W-2 form.
Yes, but I still need a birth certificate.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get the birth certificate.
Yeah, I did. So I think I'm covered.
Okay. Hey,
now,
great. Thanks a lot.
Here's the
man.
One sticking point. I feel like I'm ready, but I think something's going to go wrong. When I moved,
did it 3 times in New Hampshire.
Right. Shut this guy up, will you? When I moved like 3 years ago, I changed my address with the registry.
Yeah,
and they do is send you a sticker for the back of your license. So like the front of my license is still my old address,
and
so that doesn't match stuff.
It's like
I'm afraid that might
like one of those pay for it stickers you get when you're checking out the grocery and you put it on the roll of toilet paper.
Yes, something like that.
Sort of, yeah.
Hey, Loretta.
My brain goes interesting places.
Any tips, Loretta?
Yes, good tips.
Oh,
for
really?
The women, oh, yeah, if you're a woman, please bring your marriage certificate if you're married.
Oh,
yes.
Right? For everybody, make sure that Social Security number is not laminated.
Oh, I heard that, too.
Okay,
why?
Great. Okay.
Yep.
It can't be laminated.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
My mother-in-law had to go get her marriage license, and luckily she was married locally, but if you were married, like, you know, in Vegas or something, and that's where your stuff was
good
filed,
luck on
right.
good luck.
Hang on, JD's a truck driver, so what do you got for us, JD?
All you need is your W-2 showing your Social Security number on it with your name,
your birth certificate, and any type of a utility bill that's mailed to you with your name and address on it. I already did it back in February. It was a piece of cake.
All right,
okay.
Good.
Okay, good, good,
all
good, good.
All right,
good.
I have all that stuff, so I think
okay,
I feel pretty good.
Good to
I can't
go.
Wait to see how this goes wrong.
Good. I know, me too.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going today, right
okay,
after the
we'll
show.
Okay, we'll find out what happens tomorrow morning right here.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.